So, in this world of non-deterministic shift-reduced parsing, let's maybe have a closer look at how one of the accepting runs on an appropriate input would look like, so that we can maybe get a few more insights into how we can get rid of non-determinism on all. Yeah? So for that, I'm going to focus on a particular input. That's what we're given here with this counter times 2 plus 40 with our usual grammar that we find down there. And just start from the initial state. And just to illustrate you how the current run relates to the actual goal, what we want to reach, I've put you here already the result in form of the final derivation tree that we're going to see when the whole thing is successfully parsed. Okay, but this is like the end goal, and we're going to see in which way the item, the shift-reduced parser will reach this goal, and what parts of that have already been achieved in what step. So let's dive right into the whole thing. So there's usually shifting and reducing involved. And what happens first as well, there's going to be a shift here to name. Name will then be reduced to F. And you see in the derivation tree diagram already which parts of the derivations trees, subtrees have already been touched so far. And each time that one of these things is highlighted, or in this case maybe downlighted, one of the reverse rightmost derivation steps is usually triggered. Yeah, so this already the reverse rightmost derivation that we're gonna get with this kind of parser. So we are in this process. We have already reduced to F, and will next step reduce further to T. Until then, for a successful run with that input, we will have to shift with the star thing. So, and here you see in the diagram that we are working on several subtrees at the same time. Yeah, so there's one subtree to the left, and then one subtree in the middle with this multiplication operator. Then there's going to be like a third one opened up with the int, which is then going to be reduced to F, so that we can then join those three so far separated subtrees into one that represented by the T, which is then further reduced to E. Then we retrieve another input symbol, and retrieve another input symbol, and then step by step piece them together. So that is a successful run through the whole thing. So there's a few, that's the final step. So there's a few observations that you can do. For one thing, for example, that during the run, you might have noticed that the pushdown, of course, contains sequences of symbols. The question is now, we've talked a lot about the top of the pushdown, like when it resembles the right-hand side of a rule, that this is to be interpreted as a handle and to be reduced. But what is the significance of the rest of the whole thing? And that is probably a little bit better to see when we look at another reduction, which has been done here. So here, of course, the top of the pushdown is this F, which we consider to be a handle, to be reduced to T. But what about the rest of this whole thing, like this E plus thing? So if we have a lot of these diagrams of successful runs of automata on input, we will see that they always look a similar fashion, particularly that up until we reach such a handle, things that are found underneath on the push down, they usually correspond to sequences of prefixes of right-hand sides of productions. So these are, in that sense, things that have been already processed to a certain degree by our parsing engine so far, like this part, but have not yet been able to be terminated in terms of being reduced to some higher up entity. Yeah. So what this can be seen as then, so this part over here can be seen sort of as a kind of a processing history that we already did up to that point. Yeah. And it's, well, in our case, since our example is so small, this just consists in one prefix of a right-hand side, like this E plus T. But in general, you would have sequences of prefixes of right-hand sides. Since these can be deeply nested, these reductions, and the handles for that can also be deeply nested, and thus there can be several of those production right-hand sides being unfinished business up till then. So with looking at the pushdown's content, we get an idea of what we have processed so far, what could contribute to like a complete derivation tree. And if we further think about that, if we then look at the topmost detected right-hand side, this, if we take the processing history into account, then just detecting a right-hand side of a rule is not necessarily meaning anymore that we will that it makes sense to consider this part of the pushdown to be an actual handle. Rather, what we'd like to have is that we would consider this sequence as a handle if it appears in its right context. Like here, for example, we have the historical context of E plus, which consists in this thing, which means that this F, although this is a right-hand side of a production, only then would be considered to be an actual handle if there exists, or F is, if F is a right-hand side to a non-terminal that actually completes the prefix of a right-hand side that has begun so far. Or rather, in the process of being rewritten, can at some point complete this thing. So it doesn't necessarily directly fit to this thing as it does in this particular context, but after some steps there needs to be a completion of the right hand side that is opened so far. Only then this considering T goes to F as the production with which to reduce would make sense in that sense. Okay, so it's a matter of being aware of the processing history that has happened so far. So, to go on with that, we introduce formalism with which to reason about prefixes of right-hand sides. Yeah. So these are things of interest that matter to us now that we want to have a little bit more insights into what has happened already on the machine and whether it makes sense to reduce with a certain production or not. And, well, we already know that formalism from earlier on in our earlier block of modules. That is what we use items for. So remember what an item is. An item is like some non-terminal A that goes to sequence of symbols alpha, then bullet as a marker, and then beta. And we use the bullet already to represent partially processed, well, in our case it was like subtrees of things, but here for us this is partially processed right hand side. So this perfectly fits into our needs in that sense. So items will be things of interest right now. And another thing that we want to introduce here is that, well, the context that we're obviously interested in is the one that that belongs to a successful consummation of the input ending in the state S, with S being the start symbol. Yeah, so emanating from a particular push down content, which consists of like several or a sequence of partially processed right hand sides of productions, terminating in the final, well, maybe partial, but at least some right hand side of a production, and some rest of the input. And we are obviously interested to complete this configuration into configuration where we have consumed everything, and the only remainder on the pushdown is the start symbol. And if if interpreting some prefix of the pushdown gamma as like the right hand side of some production B goes to gamma, with which to reduce, leads to such an actual accepting configuration, then we call this alpha gamma, with gamma being like this last prefix, be a viable prefix for the complete item beta goes to gamma. Yeah, so with alpha gamma we have then a viable prefix that implies a particular complete item to be one suited for reduction. Yeah? Then with that we can start reasoning about our basic problem that we have in the shift-reduce parser, which is that for the content of the shift-reduce parser's pushdown, we would like to interpret this pushdown as a viable prefix, and are then interested in all the items that fit to that particular viable prefix that we then call the admissible items. So these admissible items are like interesting for us in that sense. So in general, we're not talking about just completed items then, but like also ordinary items that are just marked in the middle. So these are called admissible for a particular derivation state here, and a particular pushdown content being a sequence of prefixes of right-hand sides. So the prefixes you see in this glorious painting here are this alpha 1 to alpha m. Those are the prefixes that are not directly related to the admissible items, but then this gamma then is together with the B, the right hand side for the admissible item B goes to gamma bullet beta that belongs to like this B thing here. Yeah. So on all, what we're interested in for solving the problem of helping the shift-reduce parser to decide what to do in a, with a particular pushdown content, we are interested in the admissible items, and each time we encounter a closed item as an admissible item for the for our viable prefix, then we will gonna be reducing.